and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Give us this day our daily bread. But is that really the right translation? The original Greek of the Lord's Prayer doesn't really say daily bread. The word that we translate as daily in Greek is epiousion, epiousion, which if you break it down, you could translate as over essential, whatever that means. But what does that really mean? According to the ancient translators of the Bible and modern commentators, there are four possibilities. Supernatural bread, that is Jesus Christ, present in his word and in the Lord's Supper. Tomorrow's bread, that is the bread of the future. Third, daily bread. And fourth, bread for our need, that is our necessary bread. Let's consider that first possibility, supernatural bread. I like this one. Give us this day our supernatural bread. That's a beautiful thought. Jesus Christ is like bread, since he gives all people physical life, being their creator. And he gives Christians eternal life, being their savior. Just as bread is necessary for our life, so Christ is necessary for salvation. And when we come to the Lord's Supper to receive the bread, which is the true body of Christ, we are indeed receiving a supernatural bread, a bread which is the body of God's Son, who died on the cross and rose for us. Christ, even in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, describes himself as bread, the bread that came down from heaven to give life to the whole world. But is that really what's being talked about in the Lord's Prayer? Not so sure. Even though there are some great thoughts here, there are some problems with that interpretation here in the Lord's Prayer. Nowhere in Scripture, for example, are we clearly told that the Lord's Supper is something that we have to receive daily. So give us this day our supernatural bread would be inappropriate to pray except on communion days. And then after having received the Lord's Supper, there would be no point in praying the Lord's Prayer anymore on that day. Also, why would we be praying, "Give us this day our supernatural bread"? Wouldn't it make more sense to pray, "Give us this day your supernatural bread"? So it's a beautiful thought, but I think it's actually inaccurate. Second, let's consider the possibility, "Give us this day the bread of the future." Here again, there are some beautiful thoughts. The bread of the future is the feast of heaven. In this case, "give us this day the bread of the future" would mean something like, "Give us a taste of the eternal salvation now, even though eternal salvation will only be accomplished fully in the future." Salvation is now, but not yet. Now again, there are some problems with this interpretation, even though the thoughts are beautiful and good. If we were praying here for the bread of the future, that is, for salvation, then there'd be no distinction from what we prayed earlier, "Thy kingdom come." It would be the same thing. In both cases, we would be praying for the exact same salvation. Also, why would we be praying, "Give us this day our bread of the future"? Shouldn't we be praying, "Give us this day your bread of the future"? So it's a beautiful thought, but it's very complicated, and I think it's inaccurate. The third option is, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's the one we know. We've been taught to say it that way. That's how Luther's German Bible, the King James Version, and our Lutheran liturgical books put it, daily bread. But if you actually think about it, that translation makes the fourth petition a little bit redundant. "Give us this day our daily bread." The fourth option is necessary bread, that is, bread for our need. And I think that that Greek word, epiousion, actually does mean that which is necessary for existence, that which is needful for our existence. And notice that even though Luther translated it as daily bread, he explains it in the Catechism as necessary bread. He says, daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, and so on. That is, we're not just praying for a loaf of bread today, we are really praying for the bread we need, the nourishment we need to sustain our existence. What we mean is, give us the bread that is needful for us. Now, in the scriptures, bread is the most important food. It is the staple of everyone's diet. As a result, bread often means food in general, which includes bread, but then more than bread. And if you think about it, you could not even have the bread on your table unless you had somebody to bake it. You would need an oven, or somebody else with an oven. You would need fuel for the oven, and where's that going to come from? And you would also need flour, water, yeast, and sugar. So to have the bread you need, you also need people to provide the ingredients. Those ingredients come from the land, from the sun, from farmers, from the water company. It comes to you through truckers, trains, ships. To get it, you need money or something with which to barter. You need honest and virtuous people to buy it from. You need a pot or bread pans or a flat stone on which to bake it. To know how to make the bread, you need education from someone who knows how. So when you pray for your daily bread, that is the bread for your need, it's not just the bread that you need. You need everything that allows for that bread to be made and to come to you. It includes a functioning economy, a paying job, transportation, education, virtue, and everything that goes along with that. And in order to have these things, good government, good weather, and a multitude of other things are necessary as well. So if you trace these causes back, you see that the chain of causality runs right back to God the Creator. He is the one who made the sky and the earth from which the grain grows. He is the one who made mankind and bestowed upon us the ability to interact, labor, cooperate, buy and sell, and the like. So our daily bread comes from other people and from God's creation. That's true, but it ultimately comes from the first cause of all causes, God our Creator himself. And now you see how much this petition includes. Give us this day our daily bread, our needful bread, and give us everything that goes along with it. Consider how kind our God is. He understands our needs. He teaches us to pray not just for the glories of heaven, but also for what we need here on earth. Our God understands us. He became man. He became one of us. He knows firsthand that we need bread. He knows personally how much is needed in order for us to have that daily bread. Marvel and wonder. Our God is concerned not just with the majestic mysteries of truth and heaven, but also with our poor growling stomachs. That's like a majestic king having pity on an earthworm. He knows our need. He is near to us. He teaches us to ask for our needed bread, and he will indeed provide what he sees that we need the most. Amen.